We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Let's take a look now at the weather. A weak frontal boundary is moving across Illinois today. Some isolated showers and thunderstorms could develop along the front. Otherwise, conditions will be partly sunny. After the front pushes off to the east, another high-pressure ridge will bring quiet weather and seasonable temperatures to the region tonight and tomorrow. High temperatures today will reach the 80s across much of the Midwest. Lows tonight will range from the mid-50s in southern Wisconsin to the upper 60s in southern Missouri. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon, partly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms. The high in the mid to upper 80s. The wind from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 63. The wind will be light and from the south. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 85 and a light south wind. The wind will shift tomorrow afternoon, coming from the northwest at 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low of 60 and a light east wind. Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. The wind light and from the southeast. Friday night, partly cloudy. Look for a low in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Expect a high in the mid-80s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low in the upper 60s. And the outlook for Sunday, partly sunny. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high in the mid-80s. At noon central time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the upper 70s to the mid-80s. Most locations reporting some sunshine. At Rockford, it was 78, 80 at O'Hare, Bloomington and Mattoon. Both reported 83 degrees. It was 85 at Carbondale. 81 at South Bend, Lafayette, 82. Indianapolis and Terre Haute reported 84 degrees at the top of the hour. Willard Airport had a temperature of 83 degrees. The dew point, 62. The relative humidity, 49%. The wind out of the southeast at 8. The barometric pressure, 30.08 and falling. And at 1239, 87 degrees in Urbana, on the campus of the University of Illinois. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Illinois is home to more than 300 farmers markets. One of them is the farmers market on historic North First Street in Champaign. Located just two blocks north of University Avenue, it is now in its third year. It's a lovely market with a personality different from Urbana's well-established market at the square. Champaign's market is open Thursdays from 3 to 7 p.m., and the market's manager is Wendy Lanaker. Wendy, welcome.
Thank you.
So, what will the market feature tomorrow?
The market is going to feature, I think the biggest thing that it's going to feature tomorrow is really just all the stuff that's really coming to fruit right now. I mean, there's so much, and even with a lack of rain that the farmers had, they still are bringing a lot of produce to the market.
And here we are in the middle of August, and it couldn't get any better, right?
Exactly.
Well, we could
exactly.
Use some rain. So how many vendors take part in the North First Street Market?
It kind of varies from week to week, just depending upon. About 10 to 12 is kind of the average.
And how would you describe the market's personality?
I think I describe it how other people describe it to me, because I'm just one person. But I think if I can kind of reiterate what people tell me, I think the kind of comments that I hear is that, first of all, the number one comment is people say, wow, everyone here is so friendly. And it's not that Urbana is not friendly, but I think just because the pace is a bit more laid back that they just notice it more. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the number one comment. The other thing is that people say it's kind of a neighborhood market. So it kind of has that really kind of, like I said, kind of that more personal feel. And I think the vendors will kind of echo that as well, because they said they like the market because they actually get a chance to talk with their patrons, with the people who buy their produce. So they're able to talk to them about it if they have any questions, suggest recipes and things like that.
Yeah. It's very relaxed. I had a great time last week
when I was
there. And you mentioned that, you know, it kind of reflects the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about the Prosperity Garden. And I know, I think, if I'm recalling correctly, there was a vendor that was someone in the neighborhood working with some young people who were growing things.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So first, the Prosperity Garden. That started last year. That was actually through the Boys and Girls Club. And the coordinator, Nicole Bridges, has been working on it this year. And, you know, despite the fact that I know my garden looks very, very sad this year, I'm very, very impressed by how beautiful that garden looks. She's done a great job. And so what she's done is work with that garden and then work with kids who, you know, they might not get a chance to do that otherwise. And so they learn about how to grow vegetables and then also how to, like, run a business. So they actually vend at the market. And actually, they're a very, very popular spot for a lot of people to go to.
Yeah, and the garden is just north of the market.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I want to make sure we talk about is that your market is one of a growing number of markets that takes food stamps, so people can use their link cards at the market. How does that work?
The way that it works, well, first of all, part of the reason that our market was opened in the first place was that so people of any income could afford to buy the produce at the market. Because I don't think it should be necessarily a thing that, you know, that it's closed off to certain people. And so that was one of the main reasons that we opened the market. So we had that from the very, very beginning. And so, you know, the response has been pretty good. But I learned in the second year, last year, how we could actually help people to access more, because a few of the people who had bought things, they're like, well, boy, I wish I could afford more. And for the average person, they may not necessarily understand that, you know, yes, the money that they get, you know, with a link card is, you know, some might can say free. However, it still doesn't go very far. And so, and with the price of produce, you know, especially if it's, you know, real heavy, you know, if it's by the pound, they really can't get that much. And so what I did was I hooked up with a program in the East Coast called the Wholesome Wave, and they have a program called the Double Coupon Program. And so then each program or each location where they do it, they're able to kind of customize it to the needs of that area. And so I mainly targeted Link, because those were the customers who said that they really, really felt like they wanted to purchase more. And so the response last year was phenomenal. I was really, really surprised. It's set up such that, you know, the amount that they buy, the market pays a part of it, and then their link card pays part of it. And say they make a purchase of, like, say, $16. We'll pay 8 of it, and then their link card pays 8 of it. It goes up to a maximum of 20 that we kind of do that match, so to speak. but amazingly, even though, you know, there's that limit, there are a surprising amount of people who actually go above it, because they're like, oh, this is a great program. And so it allows them to buy a little bit more. And that's what we were hoping for. So we're really excited about that.
So do you see a connection between farmers markets and this program and public health?
Yeah, I really, really do. It's kind of just really been anecdotal. One thing that we've tried to do is really kind of make a connection with people in terms of how the food tastes and the value of buying it at the farmer's market. And I had a few families last year who came back every year. And luckily I did finally see them this year. I think it was because after the heat and people kind of shied away a little bit. But you know, I had several people say, wow, my kids have eaten fruits and vegetables for the first time in a long time, and I don't have to, like, force it down them. So I think if there's anything, that's that's to me. It's anecdotal. It's not scientific, but I think it's definitely proof. So.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit, if you could, about the history of North First Street, because it's called the Farmer's Market on Historic North First Street in Champaign.
You know, people might kind of get the connotation as kind of a fancy place or whatever if they don't know about it, you know, because we're the historic. But people who organized the market, they wanted to make sure that people understood the historic nature of the street in terms of the current group of citizens who have very proud roots in that neighborhood. And it's mainly African-American African-American citizens. And they have businesses along North First Street, and, you know, they have real strong ties between the neighborhood and the businesses. And so they wanted to make sure that, you know, people kind of really appreciated the fact that, you know, they have real strong roots to that neighborhood. So,
yeah. Why was Thursday selected, and why the hours 3 to 7?
Thursday was kind of thought of as, you know, many people think of, you know, the Saturday market. So obviously we didn't want to have one on the same day. That didn't make any sense. Well, and also because about half of our vendors come from, you know, also go to the Urbana market. So we want to make sure that they have an extra outlet. You know, but we kind of threw around a few different days. And so we just looked at the different days that area, you know, markets close to us had. And Thursday was kind of one that popped up every once in a while. I know Tuesday popped up a few times, but we wanted to make sure that, you know, it kind of made sense. And so the kind of comment that people had is that they had run out from their Saturday purchases, and so Thursday seemed like a logical thing. And then in terms of time, we thought 3 to 7, that would be time that, you know, people coming home from work, or, you know, we get a lot of senior citizens who like to come on that early time because then they have everything and then they can have their dinner at 5 and things like that. So.
Okay, very good. And parking?
Parking is beyond easy. there's parking on the street, and I know people don't necessarily like to pay for parking, but really, it doesn't take them long to go through the market unless you're sitting there, and the cost of parking is so nominal. And then after 5 o'clock, there's parking kind of to the to the west of the market, which is basically next to the railroad tracks that people can park that back there. So it's like literally like steps away. Okay. There's no worry about having to cross streets or anything like that. So
no, and that's like that's a municipal lot, and after 5 o'clock it's open. You can go in there.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks so much for
coming.
Well,
thank you for having me. I appreciate
talking with us. It is a lovely market.
Thank you.
You're doing a great
I hope
job.
Everyone gives it a chance and comes down and gives it a try. I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Okay, we've been talking about the Farmers Market on Historic North First Street in Champaign, located 2 blocks north of University Avenue, now in its third year. It's open Thursdays from 3 to 7 p.m., so put it on your calendar for tomorrow. Wendy Lanaker, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Teal from WILL-TV. Join me this October for a Friends of WILL tour of London, Yorkshire, and Wales. We'll see stately homes and splendid scenery with connections to some of our most popular TV programs. 3-night stays in each of our locales offer us plenty of free time. Call us at 217-333-7300 or visit will.illinois.edu for more information.